Mac Anderson is the owner of a company called Simple Truths, and he wrote a book which really inspired me to use the title I did, the title of his book, Change is Good, You Go First. And every time I say that, I giggle a little bit, and most of the time when I say that to folks, they giggle a little bit too, because they get it. In the book, he writes the following: our brains are like closets. Over time, they are filled with things we no longer use, things that don't fit. Every once in a while, they need to be cleaned out. Don't forget the feather duster, too, because there's a lot of cobwebs that can be formed in that closet of ours. So how true it is, though, a big part of the change process is to be able to walk away from outdated beliefs and practices. Now, perhaps we've all shared in this belief: I welcome change as long as nothing is altered or different than before. Have you ever thought about that? Nothing is altered or different than before. But as most of us know, old habits die hard. And I'm imagining that most of us would be able to let go a little bit easier if we embraced change on a different level. We think holding on to what is no longer serving us, or holding on really to what makes life safe or better, might be serving us, but in reality, it is not. So, while letting go and being willing to embrace change can be challenging, it is the most liberating action that we can do. And it helps us to move forward onto greater things. So sometimes we try to hold on to a way of being because many times we are emotionally attached to a particular way of living, a particular way of being, or a way of life that we have attached ourselves to. So just for a moment, I'm going to invite you perhaps to just close your eyes for a moment and allow yourself to really ponder those questions. Am I emotionally attached to a particular way of living? Am I attached to a particular way of believing? Or have I attached myself to some aspect of my life that I really don't want to let go of? And sometimes we must remember that we can't move on if we continue to hold on. When I think about the last few months in particular, I have found myself saying, when are things going to get back to normal? And then I say, and what in the world is normal anymore? It's almost impossible to describe. Our lives have changed significantly. And we find that in that dance of change, we're sort of making the steps up as we go along. And not only is this time not normal, but we really don't know what our new normal is going to look like or what that's going to be. I believe this idea of change was exactly what the prophet Isaiah was talking about from our Bible verse from the Daily Word today. He was all about, I just want to give you a little backstory, he was all about getting the Hebrews to try to return to the Promised Land. And he was letting them know that nothing was going to be like it was before. And in order to make their way from Babylon to Jerusalem, they needed to have a willingness to venture off into the wilderness and let go of the way they had been doing things and the way they had been thinking about things. It's so rich. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Again, the story is about Isaiah getting those Hebrews to be willing to make that trip to leave Babylon. They had been in exile from their homeland for so long. Some of them were pretty comfortable there. Some of them didn't even know a thing about Jerusalem. They just knew they were in Babylon, and that's really all they cared about at that moment. And so we move on, and we realize that Isaiah is really saying that God is doing quite a bit here, urging them to release the former things and let go of the old and create a new thing. they are actually being urged forward on their spiritual journey. In a later verse, Isaiah shares that God is going to actually make the way in the wilderness very easy for them. And sort of like God saying, hey, I've got this, you can trust me, come on, move yourself. And then once they're to the promised land, life is going to be better than they can ever imagine. And it sounds exciting. And who wouldn't want to go? Except for one small thing. Don't expect things to be the same. That's that reoccurring theme, because I am doing a new thing. So I'm imagining that a few of those Hebrews got together and they really reported back to Isaiah, I welcome change as long as nothing is altered or different than before. I'm just kidding, really, I have no idea what the Hebrews might have said, but it does sound like change is on the horizon for these folks. And just like the Hebrews, at times, we may need to be urged forward on our spiritual path. Perhaps, like the Hebrews in this example, it's easy to be comfortable where we are and unsure of why we should risk doing anything different or moving forward. And yet, on some level, that is exactly what we need to do. We're being called to do, particularly in our current times right now. And again, moving forward and letting go at the same time. I feel pretty safe in saying that there's probably a Hebrew or two saying, hey, I'm good. You go ahead on to Jerusalem, the promised land. I'm just going to stay where I'm at. But Isaiah keeps encouraging them. Now, I want to spend a moment to share with you, Charles Fillmore, the Unity co-founder, one of the Unity co-founders, wrote so many books, but two of them that he wrote, The Metaphysical Bible Dictionary and The Revealing Word, have thousands of words in them where he has gone through the Bible and picked out these words and then given them a metaphysical meaning. It's really rich. If you ever have an opportunity or desire, pick out yourself a little verse and look it up and see what it means on a deeper level, more so than just the literal level that you're reading it at. In the Daily Word, he describes Babylon as a chaotic outer confusion condition. Chaotic and outer confusion. So how many times when being faced with change and letting go do we feel both inner and outer confusion and chaos? Have you ever been there? Well, I know I have. Jerusalem, according to the metaphysical Bible, is place of peace. In us, our own Jerusalem is an abiding consciousness of spiritual peace. Whew, sign me up, right? I love that. But sometimes that feeling of peace eludes us. When we feel that we are in the throes of confusion and chaos, it may serve us well to ask, in this situation, or any situation, what am I holding on to that I no longer need? What do I need to release? What in my life is it time for me to release? Barbara Bowen, a musician and writer, wrote an article a few years ago for Unity Magazine, and it's entitled, Letting Go with Grace. She wrote, I don't have letting go perfected. For now, I continue to find my way, day by day, change by change. I try to remember to listen with all my senses, and trust the still small voice inside for guidance. She goes on to say, I remind myself that release is necessary and can be positive. This lesson has been my greatest challenge and my greatest blessing. So it reminds me of when I was still working my 9-to-5 job, and we found out, and I found out, that there were going to be changes. And most of it revolved around healthcare changes. And ultimately, you had a decision to make. You either stayed and took a chance on your healthcare, or you retired. And so I remember what I felt like when I heard that. So for me, there was no promised land in sight, to be quite honest. And for others, I just love this. There were others that I worked with that were like, woo, I'm out of here. I'm running towards my promised land. And hey, if you don't join me, I'm leaving you behind. But you know, it was interesting because ultimately I had to come to that place of acceptance and then decision making. I really had to let go of what I thought was something so important to me, and I don't mean to say it wasn't important, but there were other alternatives I had to look at. And really what was happening was I was allowing fear to creep in. It was all over the place. It was a huge change in my life, and I wasn't sure I was ready for that. So I won't go into all the other details, but guess what? I retired. I don't think I've really looked back more than once or twice because the promised land is really in front of me, and it's been pretty fortunate, so I'm really happy about that. But here's what I learned. Letting go of confusion and chaos, that Babylon experience, if you will, letting go of judgment, letting go of fear, and surrendering to that place of peace, that inner peace, is one of the most powerful things that we can do. And here's the question. Are there ways of being that you are holding on to, perhaps, that all of us are holding on to, that need to be reconsidered in your life? Relationships, perhaps, or job situations. How do we even move forward in the conditions that are in front of us now? Letting go and releasing what does not serve us opens us up to Spirit's infinite peace and possibilities. It's all there within us. Within us. And sometimes, as I learned, that peace is longing to express. Sometimes it's as simple as being willing to embrace change, growth, new beginnings, discoveries, transformations can't take place without change. And change can't take place without letting go and releasing what is not serving our highest good. I have a plaque in one of the rooms in my home, and it says that if nothing ever changed, there would be no butterflies. And we can't become who we are meant to be without a willingness to loosen our grip and allow ourselves to be transformed. It reminds me of a story I read about a psychology professor who walked around on a stage teaching stress management principles to an auditorium filled with students. As she raised a glass of water, everyone expected that they'd be asked the typical question, is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? Instead, with a smile on her face, the professor asked, how heavy is the glass of water I'm holding? Students shouted out a variety of answers. She replied, from my perspective, the absolute weight of the glass doesn't matter. It all depends on how long I hold it. If I hold it for a minute or two, it's fairly light. Right, Michelle? If I hold it for an hour straight, its weight might make my arm ache a little. If I hold it for a day straight, my arm will likely cramp up, completely numb and paralyzed, forcing me to drop the glass to the floor. In each case, the weight of the glass doesn't change, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it feels to me. And then she continued, holding on to what no longer serves and not being willing to release is very much like this glass of water. Think about them for a while and nothing happens. Think about them a bit longer and you begin to ache a little. Think about them all day long and you will feel completely numb and paralyzed, incapable of doing anything else until you drop them. Thank you, Michelle. On some level, we must embrace the importance of change in our lives, the importance of release and letting go, so that we can come to a place of accepting this new aspect of our life. It may not be as long of a journey from Babylon to Jerusalem as we think, from that place of chaos to that place of peace. As we make peace with what is happening in our lives right here and now, and what's going on around us, and just let go
and trust that everything is unfolding as it should, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others, we will discover that our path will be made clear, and others' path will be made clear also. As we listen to our own inner prophet, and yes, you do have one, we will experience many blessings beyond what we may even be able to imagine in this moment. We can always say to ourselves, I know where I'm going. I know where I've been. I'm letting go of judgment. I'm letting go of fear. I am traveling on to another place. And so we know that the Spirit within us, God within us, is lifting you, me, all of us, to a higher place in consciousness. The promised land isn't as far as we think. In fact, it's very near, a place in our consciousness that is only a thought away. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? And maybe we can all agree, the next time we hear the saying, change is good, we can quickly jump up and exclaim, change is good, I'm going first. And so it is. Amen. I do want to say that I hope you each have a good week. Looking forward to when we can all be together, whenever that might be. And now let us prepare for a time of meditation. As we begin this time of meditation, let's begin by relaxing and allowing ourselves to become fully present right here, right now. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to relax. Have your feet firmly planted on the ground, if you're able to do that. And we just continue to breathe deeply and fully. And as we do, we create an opening for ourselves. The divine is here, moving in you, as you, through you, into expression in your life and out into the world. Take this moment to be open to change and new possibilities in your life, possibilities of who and what you are, a divine being. And it is your birthright to experience the promised land. So into the silence, take this thought. I trust that Spirit within is bringing me exactly what I need to experience in my life in a way that brings me joy. Gently, ever so gently, as you bring your awareness back to this glorious day, bring back with you this feeling of new possibility. Let your trip to the promised land be one that is filled with great joy and anticipation. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you.